I'm sitting in my Miami hotel room, having just left a beach party, and I'm enjoying a fine glass of Florida water. And the reason I'm drinking water instead of beer is because there's really no beer to be had. I am on the outskirts of Miami, in Hollywood, and I am just appalled at the lack of beer. I'm appalled because it's... My sense is a beer snob of sorts, that I only want a better beer. I want an ale, something with a little flavor, a little quality, and I'm unable to find it. I think what we have here is not so much a failure to cater to taste, more recognition of the fact that people get hot and sweaty and need something cold to drink, and if it's got a little alcohol in it, well, that more the better. The beers tend to run around here to Coronas and Kalichs, which all things considered is better than ordering a Bud Light, yet I'm here with 1,135 of my closest co-workers, and they're consuming the Bud Lights like nobody's business. Kalich is a beer brewed in the Bahamas, and it's basically the equivalent of a Budweiser in the Bahamas. It's a lager beer. It's very light. It's got a little bit of a spice aftertaste, and, you know, all things considered, it's, well, you know, if you don't want to drink water, it's a good beer to drink. And but I'm just kind of down on lagers, and that's me. But I guess I've been thinking lately, well, if I've got to have a beer and it's hot, in which case you have to have a beer, then the lagers are not such a bad deal after all. I still would just go out of my way to avoid drinking a Budweiser or a Miller or a Michelob, and we'll go with a Corona or a Kalich or something with the scantest amount of flavor. And I guess that's about the best you can do in the trendy consumer towns. I've been fortunate in that the hotel I'm staying at, the Westin Diplomat, has, thank God, something more than those beers. I've been able to locate a Sierra Nevada, and hopefully we can talk to the Sierra Nevada people. They make some fine beers. They are just sort of like the Rogue Beers that in the previous show we talked with the owner of Rogue Beers. They make a nice craft beer. It's an excellent brewed beer, and Sierra Nevada Pale Ale is a classic American Pale Ale. It's a wonderful ale, and I encourage everyone who hasn't tried it to at least sample one or two or three. It's a bit hoppy in flavor, and that's okay. Not a bad thing at all, and I think on a summer day, a little hops kind of cools you off a little bit, so it's a good thing. The other thing, I guess, shifting to the cooking side for a minute, there has been just an absolute lack of barbecue. I came here to Miami all excited about trying to find some Cuban barbecue, which, for those of you who don't know what a Cuban barbecue is, it's a special way of cooking a pig. They marinate the pigs. It's less in the tomato base and more in the citrus base. They take pork, they marinate it in a citrus and pepper seasoning. They marinate it for quite a while in a lime juice bath with pepper, red pepper flakes, garlic, onion, etc. And then they take a small suckling pig, like about a 90-pound, I guess it's a little larger than a suckling pig, and they cook it in a special box. It's a box that's lined with aluminum. They put the pig in the box in a tight cage. They cover the box, and they put the coals to cook the pig on top of the box. It creates a convection type of cooking, and the pig cooks in a very short amount of time, which seems almost contrary to the low and slow approach of the direct heat. But I think it has something to do with the convection cooking, the pressure on the meat itself from the rack that the pig is in, and the marinade, because lime being acidic tends to break down muscle fibers and make the meat cook faster. If you've ever gone to a Mexican restaurant and had a ceviche, that is an acid-cooked fish. And essentially, they take a light-fleshed fish, chop it up, put it in with some tomatoes, some onions, some garlic, and pour lime juice over it. And the acid within the lime juice cooks the fish. This essentially is what's occurring in the pork. The citrus acid is breaking down the meat fibers, rendering them a little more soluble. And then when compared to the heat, with the convection type heat, with all of the marinade and the coals on top, the indirect cooking, it sort of flash cooks the pig, and a flash being several hours. I think it takes roughly 4 to 5 hours to cook a 70-pound pig, which is, all things considered, an extremely fast cook. Well, short story long, I've been looking for a barbecue where I could sample some of this, and unfortunately, I'm not in Miami. I'm in the outskirts, in the suburb of Miami called Hollywood, which is a lovely place, but there is virtually no barbecue to be had. I'm on Ocean Drive, beautiful scenic place. The ocean is to one side, the intercoastal waterway is to the other, and there's no barbecue, no food to be had. So I'm kind of stuck right now, and this is going to be a rather short show. I'm really just kind of lamenting over the lack of air, the lack of barbecue. And the only reason I guess I'm putting this out is so I can keep up consistency. So thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with me. And look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks a lot. Así de esperar.